Well, hello there, mommies. I hope your jeans are up super high and tight. My jeans are only at half mast today because my better half, the sometimes main mommy, let's not inflate his ego. He is down with a pretty severe cold flu thing. He went to the doctor today and got some drugs. So he's going to be better by the time we need to make a second episode this week. And he will be better by the time he goes to Orlando this weekend. He's at the Orlando Improv October 2nd through 5th. So you can still catch him. But just now he needs to rest his jeans because they're so phlegmy. He keeps corking and barking and it's just disgusting. You don't want to hear him. Also, I'm at the Cincinnati Funny Bone this weekend, October 2nd through 5th. That's October 2nd, October 3rd, October 4th, and October 5th. Just to clarify, because Tom likes to be specific. And guess what? Your mommies are coming to do the podcast in San Francisco at Cobb's Comedy Club. I'm sorry, Man Friend Disco. October 9th. That is right around the corner, little jeans. That's next Thursday. I hope you got your tickets. And after that, we do the podcast November 6th at the Highline in Seattle. November 7th in Portland at the Analog Cafe. And then November 8th, Chicago at the Empty Bottle. So please get your tickets now because they do sell out fast. Those are big cities, guys, because we're doing big things. So, listen, we're going to give you an episode from the vaults. But before that,
my favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless, when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office, and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new three-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I think that's it. I mean, my jeans isn't here to help, so I don't even know if I've covered everything, okay? I don't know. Anyway, I miss them already. So we're providing you with this classic episode. This is number 43. This is deep vaults. This is deep jeans. This is like the third episode we did outside of Death Squad. So enjoy this. This is from back in the day. I love you, jeans, and we'll see you next episode. We'll see you Friday, back and restored. Okay, I love you. Meow.
What?
And I'll high five you.
You ready to do this?
Let's do this. I got so excited too. I feel like that was perfect.
You didn't want to do it, I guess, right then, huh?
Should I get excited again?
I guess so. Let's see if we can get excited a second time.
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone loving to this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome to your mom's house with Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsin.
Welcome to your mom's house.
Interrupting all programs.
This is a radio crash on pirate satellite. Orbiting your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights. Human army surplus or a
fancy This is radio crash from mommy's house. Everybody sing your mom.
You're fired up to hear this jam.
I love this jam. The Clash? Get out.
Can't go wrong with The Clash.
Hail to the no. We usually do hip-hop, but this time this mommy made a special request.
Mix it up, I say.
That song gets me fired up.
I feel like, song.
Don't you feel like going out in the streets and just wreaking havoc? Yeah! Stick it to the man.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah. That's it. That's White Rebellion right there.
It's good to be in the Mommy Dome.
It is, man. We're here.
Good to be back.
Where were you this last week? I don't even remember.
I was in Denver.
Oh, that's right.
You did. Big shout out. Recorded a new album.
Oh, how'd it go?
It was awesome.
Oh, I'm so proud of you, boo.
Thank you to every single person. A lot of you came out from this podcast, from Rogan's podcast, Death Squad, everything. Everybody. Cool. It was awesome. It was so cool.
So you feel good? Like it was? It's going to be a dope album?
It's dope, yeah.
Word.
Saturday night was just fucking bananas. If you were at Saturday night, you know what I'm talking about. There's some nights, you know, like Friday night, honestly, was good. And I was like, all right, you're like, this is good. You know, like I was pretty happy with it.
Yeah.
But there was still somewhere else. And I'm not saying like, I'm not talking about I was good. I mean like the
right,
reaction.
Like Tamar
response,
knows. Right.
The response.
You're not referring to yourself.
No. I'm talking about the response. Like you get like a good reaction. You're like, cool. Like that's a good reaction. But Saturday night, it was just like, you know, when you get in a hot room and you're like, fuck.
Yeah, boom goes
like,
the dynamite.
No, you go
dude.
Like, this is better than I am.
Yeah. Like, that's what you want on wax.
Yeah, that's what you
that's
want.
That's what you
you're
want
like,
to record,
this is
yeah.
definitely a better response than I deserve.
Of course. So. That's always the best place to record an album. You don't want some mediocre.
Nah, man.
Because you know you hear some people's albums and you're like, yo, why don't you record somewhere where people laugh? Like, why would you take it to a club where people don't appreciate what you're saying, man?
Of course, of course.
Well, that's glad. I'm glad to hear that, boo-boo.
Yeah.
That's really, I know you are concerned and...
Yeah, it turned out to be awesome. So I really do want to thank all of you that came out to the Comedy Works South.
Oh.
There was a little bit of competition. I don't know. I didn't actually tell you about that.
What?
Well, I was doing stand-up at one club.
Yeah.
At the other club, downtown, was this a new guy. I don't know. Have you heard of him? Bill Burr?
Never heard of him.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
He's all right. He'll get there. He sticks with
he's
it.
He's an open micer or something?
Yeah, he's just starting out.
Oh, did he win a contest and they gave him a week?
They're like, you can have a week, yeah. Here's a condo and some wings. Enjoy yourself. And then... I think at the Wells Fargo Center was this other guy who just started named Brian Regan.
Never heard of him.
Nah, another guy. Hmm. Just getting into it. But
he does a lot of poop jokes like we do,
real,
right?
Real, real dirty guy.
Filthy.
Filthy, dirty, dirty
That's
guy.
Bill Burr is so goddamn funny, by the way.
Yeah.
I forgot about how much I liked Bill Burr until you brought him up.
I know. And he's like super modest. Like, did that go well? And you're like, fucking seriously?
He crushes.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Wow.
Totally ridiculous.
Can I tell you... I'm really glad that happened for you, Mommy, because it's probably one of the most nerve-wracking things to record an album. Because
oh yeah,
whoa,
that
so
popped.
You got excited just
whoa.
Then.
Sorry about the pop. Put it in your asshole.
Don't. Oh, that's the first one of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
As I was saying though,
mm-hmm.
Are you smelling it right now?
Not that I wanted to, but yeah, I am.
It's so gross. We were eating sushi last night. We got home and we had sushi, my husband and I, and we're in the restaurant.
We fucked up some sushi.
We did. First of all, we ate like a couple of fat chicks. It was a fat girl night.
Yeah, it was ridiculous.
At the local. We spent a lot for us to
talk about it. Yeah.
So anyways, we're sitting there, we're finishing the meal, and I look over and Tommy is wafting a fart into his own face. Like he's enjoying.
Are you really going to put me on blast like that again?
Yeah. You were stewing in your own and you were enjoying it.
All right.
Like a homeless guy, the way homeless guys probably do.
Babe.
But the point of the story is that I'm proud of you. I'm glad it went well. Oh,
yeah.
What's that? It's so gross.
Nothing. That was nothing.
That's so horrifying.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you. I am happy about it. And to those that are interested, it will be out. I'm planning on putting it out in the spring. So maybe like May release.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah. So it'll be cool.
That's exciting.
I'm excited about it.
I went to Louisville, Kentucky. Have you been there?
Yeah. My dad's from there. Top Dog's from there.
Oh.
He's from Louisville.
Yeah, buddy.
I used to go there. Hey, buddy.
Can I tell you
gotta
that?
Gotta wipe down. Gotta wipe down, buddy.
I was so nervous to go to Kentucky because when they tell you, like, oh, you're going to Louisville, at first you're like, oh, I'm kind of scared. And then I really enjoyed it. Like, the crowds were awesome. I signed a few toothless girls with huge titties. I signed their racks.
Yeah.
And, like, the crowds were just fun.
A lot of fun, right?
A lot of fun. Yeah. Food was amazing. People were nice. I was very surprised.
Pretty cool, man.
Yeah. So that was good. You just did Top Dog and it reminded me, we got so many Twitters about Top Dog.
Guys, we got a huge response to Top Dog. And
he's so popular.
I got a treat for everybody coming up soon on the next episode. I think we'll display it.
I feel like this is crackling.
Crackling?
When I laugh or something.
All right.
I feel like it pops.
All right.
You got that?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Well, ask Blue Band what the fuck to do.
Blue Band, what do you think we should do, man? Do you think we should... But you think we should try something else, Blue Band?
He's not talking right now. That's silly. That's so... That's so gross.
That's all Blue Band had to say.
But yeah, your dad was a huge success on the Momcast.
He was, man. I told him about it. He's like, that's nice, buddy.
Does he get it? Like, does he know what a podcast is?
No,
what we're
no,
doing?
He has no idea. No. He's like, you can keep my residuals. And I was like, okay, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Does he have any idea?
No. It doesn't register. He's like, a what?
Well, because somebody was like, he should have like his own Twitter. And I was like, God damn it. Could you imagine if your dad tweeted?
I don't know if he could handle that, man.
He wouldn't be able to like read it.
No.
And get it, but.
Now, what's this button right here? Buddy, hey, buddy.
Tweet about?
I don't know what's a twat? What do I do with that? I'm like, oh, that's a different thing.
Twat.
You know what to do with those.
Buying someone jewelry is usually a great experience all around. They get a beautiful gift, and you get the unforgettable moment of seeing the look on their face when they open it. The only tricky part, figuring out how to get the perfect piece at the best price. This is what I recommend for any jewelry purchase. Source it from BlueNile.com. Blue Nile offers thousands of independently graded diamonds and fine jewelry at prices significantly below traditional retail. They also offer peace of mind with every purchase with some of the highest quality standards in the industry. They're available 24/7 by phone or chat to answer technical questions and give recommendations for every budget. I know it can be overwhelming. I've been in that position, and what you want when you're getting into something like jewelry is an expert to help guide you along the way. You can feel great about your purchase because Blue Nile also offers a diamond price match guarantee, and just in case you're not satisfied, there's 30-day returns. Shop Blue Nile today and experience the ease and convenience of the original online jeweler. Go to BlueNile.com today. That's BlueNile.com.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
All right. We both What? It's only because we travel so much, had crazy plane people.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know, you didn't have... that diarrhea?
Is that... changing a baby's diaper in here?
Day baby diaper?
Yeah, that broad.
Yeah.
No, I had a guy yesterday. The plane had landed. Well, first of all, the whole time he was making this sound. I think you'd do it better because you worked with a comic that made this sound. Will you do it for people listening?
Oh.
Oh. Oh, I'm going to throw up. Oh, stop it. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Like, somebody behind me, an older man, kept doing that.
Yeah.
And that was nauseating. And then when the plane stopped and we were getting off, it was silent. And he's the only person he made like 5 phone calls. Hey, what's up? Yeah, we just landed. We're in the airport. I gotta get my bags. And you're like,
how do you
why?
Not get embarrassed about doing that shit? Like, I get embarrassed. I'm on the phone.
Yeah, man.
And in a crowded place anywhere, on a plane anywhere, I'm just like, hey, what's up? Like,
yes.
Yeah, no, I can't really talk right now because I'm on a plane.
Right, because
everybody
can hear.
Around me, so I can't really get into a personal conversation with you. I'll just meet you out front.
Or text.
You know. Yeah.
What about, hey, I landed. See you in a few. LOL.
We're on the plane right now.
Yeah, like everybody. Tell Susan I gotta send her that email.
Hopefully our bags came in. Because they've lost my bags before.
Uh-huh.
We had vodka last night, and then I slept in. They didn't have the eggs that they normally have in the lobby, and then we had to get on this flight. It's like, you dumb cunt. Nobody wants to hear you talk about this.
Or they complain about the food. They didn't even have the snack packs. They advertised the snack packs, and then they didn't have them.
My guy, on this plane was, first of all, I'm amazed, and I'm not saying this to be really critical or super judgy of people, but I'm gonna go ahead and judge the shit out of some people. And that is, what in the fuck is up with the heavy AM drinking that you see?
Yo,
on
I know, right?
You're like, what, dude?
I know.
I mean, it's one thing if you're like, it's my honeymoon, or we're going on a trip, or we're going to party. I mean, we're going to Vegas,
going to Sandals,
we're going to Cabo or something. You're like, this is the vacation is on. Party's starting right now.
Yeah,
but I'm with business people sitting next to me, coast to coast every week.
Yeah.
And I'm talking 7 a.m. flights, sometimes 6:30 flight, 8 a.m. flights.
Yeah.
Sit down. And especially when you get upgraded, right? We get upgraded.
Sometimes. Well, I don't know about you, but I am a gold medallion.
Oh, yeah,
Delta.
Yeah. I did. I was at like 07.
Okay.
I'm platinum. But
whatever.
So you sit there, you luck out, you get upgraded. And then, you know, they're like, can I get you something to drink? And at that time, you either want to wake up. You're like, I'll have a coffee, or you don't want to wake up.
Can I say the 6 a.m. person that's like, I'm just going to get a latte and stay awake. That makes me bonkers.
That makes you crazy, too. I never get coffee in that super early flight.
Or the women that are all decked out heels and makeup at 6 a.m. Get the fuck out of here. But go ahead. Sorry. So
now that's another one where you're like, why are you getting hot hotting it up for a 4.5 hour, 5 hour flight?
Yeah, across the country. Heels. That means you got to wake up at 4 a.m.
Or the boot heels, the boots.
I saw those.
Wow. And like the skirt that's like tight and small. And you're like, you're going to sit in that for 5 hours right now just so you can land. And you're probably landing and just going directly to a hotel.
Hopefully.
So there's really no payoff except for you want the people, the fucking losers that are on the flight with you.
Yeah, I know.
To be like, whoa, she looks pretty good.
Yeah. Well, you know who does that? One of my old stepmom, she would fly to Hungary. Like when we'd all go back for like trips to Hungary, to the old country, fully decked.
Like 10, 12 hour flights?
Longer than that because you got to connect in Germany.
That is insane.
So you fly to Germany for like 10 hours and then it's another connection to Budapest. And it's like, and she would go full makeup, full heels.
I say the longer the flight, the shittier you should look.
For sure. I look like shit all the time.
I got like PJ pants that I wear for overseas flights.
For sure.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
Do you wear panties though? Because I know when guys wear like sweatpants, you can see their beans and cheese. Yeah.
I love when people see my shit.
No, I know you do.
I love showing it off. Oh, take a look at it.
Do you remember that time in Florida
when
you didn't wear a bathing suit?
I wore just workout shorts.
Just workout shorts to your knee, to right above the knee.
Yeah.
And you got out of the ocean and there were women and children and
perfect outline of everything.
Yeah.
Like you could see veins.
I could
You're like, oh, that's the way. People were like, I didn't know it points to the left like that.
Yeah.
Like, it sure does.
Everybody saw your junk that day.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. I don't know. I get a real rush out of that. Feels good.
Wait, but I had a guy on my flight. When the waitress of the sky came by.
Yeah.
She came by.
I think they're called flight attendants, but
whatever. So she came by and it was like morning too. And he was like, yeah, give me a gin and tonic. you know what, give me another one.
Yeah.
And then he got greedy and he's like, you know what, can give me another one. And she actually said to him, she's like, maybe you should slow it down, sir. Like she suggested.
She said that to him?
Well, yeah, it's a 4-hour flight.
But how did he, respond to that?
He was like, yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
That's okay. I had a real son of a bitch sit next to me. He goes.
Southern guy or?
No, this was.
Shit. God damn sorry. It. I just knocked over some equipment in our mommy mansion.
That's not good.
Well, I mean, we got all these cords. That's better,
these,
yeah.
We got all these hats. None of these dolls have hats.
We'll take down a tiny hats.
Well, tiny hats isn't open on Sundays.
They are now.
What were we saying? Oh,
that was
this
a
guy.
Tim and Eric skit, by the way. We can't just say that.
Not... Sure you can.
Well, just two people are going to be like, oh, I get that.
Yeah, I know. We don't have to fucking explain everything.
I like to explain things, Tom.
All right. So this guy.
I hate you so. You're so pretentious.
Fucking sits
You've
down.
You've changed.
He sits down and.
Fuck off. Fuck off.
There was a guy on my plane with Tourette's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me fucking finish
All
the
right,
story.
All right, well, hurry up.
God.
You're killing me, Larry.
You're killing me, man. You ruined everything. So he sits down, and we're in the front row. We're the very front of the plane, right? We're both in first class. Oh. So we're in seat 1 A and B. And he goes, he sits down. She goes, can I eat something to drink? He goes, with the morning I've had, you can bring me 2 fucking drinks. And he says, fucking.
It's great.
And she's like, and she knows his name. She's like, Larry.
Right.
Because he flies the route so much. She's like, I hear ya.
Yeah.
He's like, motherfucking shit.
Yeah.
And he sits down. He opens. Like he has all his, he has like no luggage. It's like a business flight for the day.
Right.
And then it just starts, he just starts pounding them. He's just like, he takes it down. It's like a vodka tonic. And he's just like,
yeah.
Sips it down. And then he just holds it up. And she's like, I got another one coming for you. Like she knows what an alcoholic
like
he is.
Like the country club. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's just like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I need a few of these. And I'm like, Jesus, man. And I see it all the time where like I flew with like this lady who was like a professor of something. She was talking to me about, you know, the psychology of performing, and the whole time she was like, I'll take another give me another one. You can refill this, let me get another one of these. And she had like rum. Yeah. She was doing rum. I was like, what the fuck, man? It's 8 o'clock in the morning right now. Everybody just operates fucking boozed out of their minds.
For sure.
Then we get to we land, and the guy, I think it's when we landed in Denver from Salt Lake, and that guy, somebody came up. And you know when somebody passes your aisle before you get up? It's kind of
an unnecessary
thing, but sure. It's like, well, the guy's only like a row behind us. We land, he gets up, and he steps in front of us, and the guy next to me goes, fucking asshole.
Oh,
and I was like,
oh. That's so great.
But he said it like you would if you've been drinking, which was like you have less, you know, you're less reserved. You say things, and when you're totally sober, and you're on a tight little plane, and it's 11 o'clock in the morning, you're like, yeah, that's a little aggressive, man.
Yeah.
You don't need to say fucking asshole to the guy.
Yeah. Well, I love, let it go. Oh, I'm so proud of you, babe. Really let it go.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm so proud.
So,
but can I just tell you, though, like, what... I love how the old white guy is like, oh, you wouldn't believe the morning I had. Woe is me. What could possibly have happened to him? And then he has to sit in first class, B-O-O-H-O-O. You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
I'm
what?
Sure what happened was that, like, you know, his car service was late or some shit.
Yeah.
Or you know, he had to wait an extra few minutes in line or some shit. Like,
yeah,
it's something
yeah.
totally petty. Yeah.
Got to drink
Not
it
Not after the morning I had. I'll take fucking 2 of those. Yeah, that's definitely not it.
It's got to be because it's free. You know how people lose their shit when something is
free?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what it is. Because the last time I drank, I forget where I was going, and it was like, oh, I'm not doing press. I wasn't doing anything that day, just flying, and I was going to do press the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm just going to drink on this flight. And I got the worst headache, because when you're up in the air, that altitude, not only do you fart more, but it's actually not that good for you.
No, it's not good for you.
You shouldn't be doing that, you know, losing it up in the sky.
What flight did you have the Tourette's guy on?
Oh, mommy. That was just home on the way home from Louisville.
And he was like talking to his friends.
Filthy fog.
It's so good. And he was like, just like barking and making sounds. And his friends were like, shut up.
They were telling, oh, really?
They were getting him to calm down because he was doing it in the gate.
Oil, oil, oil on the road. Fuck.
It's so good. So much fun.
Oh, my God.
So they ushered him away from where I was sitting.
Yeah.
And I didn't get to see him after that. I heard him, like, talking to his buddies after, and he was just loud and, yeah. He would say, like, just, I couldn't understand it. I couldn't make it out, but he was, like, making, like, roo, roo. Like, I think it might be barking or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I was very excited.
Johnny Davidson. Johnny Davidson.
Do we figure out who Johnny Davidson was?
That's him.
That's his name.
That's his name.
He's yeah. saying over and over.
For those of you that,
That's so much fun.
That were with us. We had a whole Tourette's episode. Back in the Death Squad days.
We had a Tourette's episode.
We did.
Somebody sent me that. It was like a highlight reel of this BBC documentary about people with Tourette's.
Yeah.
Oil, oil.
I'm a chicken fucker.
Yeah. All kinds of crazy shit. That was the best, man. That was so much fun.
I'm a chicken fucker. Well, the best part is that he and his buddy had...
Fuck off!
They had a good... They had a good spirit about stuff.
They did. They got a
lot. I'm up to my knees in fucking Copart.
I'm up to my knees they in had fucking like a, Copart.
They had group sessions. Yeah. That was the best thing about
group
it,
therapy.
Man. They, it
really... Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
That was the best, yeah. man.
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
A chopper. Is Chopper maybe somebody in the group?
Chopper is the guy who later asked...
I'm not a gay man.
That's Chopper.
Chopper.
Yeah.
It's hard. The best about this is that it's in a foreign accent, too.
Yeah.
Tourette's is so much funnier when it's in a foreign accent.
I mean, there's American, you know...
Yeah.
There's
well, when I see people, like, I sometimes say what I'm thinking about them, but I don't mean it kind of thing. Nigga! Oh. That
kind of, but I'm not racist.
I just can't help it. And I feel really guilty afterwards.
Oh.
Nigga!
Oh God, that's the worst.
That is the worst, man. That's another video that was sent to us. And that is there's a teenage group that they all had Tourette's and they sent them to this camp.
Oh.
But, you know, like the Scottish one was like, you know, all the fuck off and the filthy fags and another gay man. And oh, he can't contain his thoughts. Everybody in this group says racist shit.
Oh, my God.
Here's
like how the Americans are racist.
So
ignoring the ticks is the best policy.
So this is a documentary clip.
She was an American. Sorry. She was.
There's Brits coming up in this clip. But this is a documentary clip that followed these kids who end up going to this camp. And... they're out in public right now. This is a girl. She looks to be about like maybe 13, 14. And she's out with her mother in public right now. And that's the one you just heard dropping N-bombs.
Oh, my God.
And they're
God.
Walking around.
Because to pay attention to them can make them worse. But it's easier said than done.
Nigga!
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
so
God.
So bad. What would you do, babe, if we had a kid like that? I mean, it's you can't. I mean, people must know that that's not.
You're looking at that. That's potentially he's getting murdered, you know?
Oh, my God. Thank God it's a girl, though. I don't think.
Yeah, but I don't
fights.
Know, man. The look that her mother is giving her right now is like, please fucking no.
Please stop.
Yeah, because they're in a mall right now and they're walking around and it's not a good situation. It doesn't look good.
My stepmom's dad, who's dead now, my grandfather used to say shit in Hungarian like that.
Did he have Tourette's?
No, he was just racist.
Oh.
But it was in Hungarian.
Oh, my God.
If it's in another language.
He almost gave me an aneurysm. Oh, yeah. No,
he's
I know.
Dead now,
when you hear
thankfully.
Racism in other languages, it's always like funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't carry the weight.
No, thankfully.
Like, it's just a, like when I'm, when I was in South America or, you know, anywhere abroad, people speak Spanish and they say like horrible shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was always like, yeah, that's funny. Like,
yeah, it's almost endearing when it's in another language.
They're like, yeah, I get it. And they just don't like those brown people. It's funny.
That's so awful. Do you think, oh my God.
None of them have ever been to a teenage Tourette's camp before. For the next 7 days, they'll be surrounded by 25 other teenagers who all have the condition.
Oh, shit! Fuck!
Now, they're walking up. They, like, just got dropped off, and they're walking towards the camp. Here, pay attention to what comes up.
Oh.
Ow. Oh. You actually scared me, then.
Someone shout that very loud.
Fuck off, you nigger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, dude.
Oh, my God.
That's so bad.
That is so bad. Now, I guess, I mean, it can't be. Well, I guess it is. I don't know. It's weird. They're only white kids.
Dang it! Oh.
Ticks come and go, and they vary in intensity.
Bags! Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That is the fourth person, the third or fourth person.
Yeah.
My favorite is that this girl, she just said that I say swears like that, and then.
Big words, you know.
Yeah, that's a big word.
That is. That's one way of.
That is a big word.
It.
And I say like fucking camp.
Oh, we all did, sweetie. That's
yeah,
okay.
That I love that she feels bad about that too.
Yeah, she like, feels worse about fucking
says,
camp than the other one.
I say the worst things like fucking camp.
Yeah, I mean, nobody explained the other one.
The other one, they're like, you know, there's another one that you said is the worst thing you can say.
She's effing like, camp.
But fucking camp, like us people that work here that don't have Tourette's, that feed you and take and have your rooms cleaned, we say fucking camp.
Right.
You know, like, it's okay.
Do you think, I mean, it doesn't sound like she's aware of the gravity of that word.
No, she says it and then she like looks around.
Okay, so she's aware that that's.
She's probably been told like, whoa, like she's probably said that and people have been like, what in the fuck? So she knows that it's a word and she needs to like look around now, but she doesn't know. Understand.
Yeah, and then I'm saying swears like nigger and stuff.
Oh my God. Oh my
big God. Words, you know.
That is
big words.
And I say like fucking camp. Like,
that's the best. Fucking camp.
Yeah, that is a really bad thing.
Camp does suck. Did you ever go
she
to camp?
Compares the two is my favorite.
Wait, did you ever go to summer camp, Tommy?
Yeah, I did.
Fucking camp.
I did. I went to a science one. Yeah, I got sent to a science camp one time. It was like a couple days.
Did your parents know you at all?
I don't know. I think they just thought it'd be good, you know.
Fucking camp. Like that. I don't really mean what I say.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fucking camp. Hearing a little kid say fucking camp.
Yeah, because you can tell. The funny thing is
so
that
sincere.
She's telling you about the stuff she says involuntarily.
Yeah.
But for the example, she has to volunteer it. And so that's what's different about it, because she has the awareness right now.
Right.
So even when she puts so much muscle into saying fucking camp, she usually just says it on accident, but when she wants you to hear it, it's really powerful.
Fucking camp.
that means.
The best it's a little girl.
This girl is like 10.
It's so rad to hear.
It's like she's like 10.
I love hearing little kids curse.
Holy shit.
It's so much fun.
Holy shit.
Fucking camp.
She really fucking.
She hates it. I bet they make her pray
like
every day, like 5 times a day.
Man.
Fucking camp.
I went to a Jesus camp once for like a week, a sleepaway camp.
Yeah.
And they made us pray like 5 times a day.
Yeah.
And then they made us do Christmas in July. They were like, oh, it's Christmas in July. We're pray to Jesus.
Did you like it?
I hated it. I hated it. Yeah. It was the worst. Fucking camp.
Is that the only one you ever went to?
Make her say it again. I like
fucking camp.
No, I went to a day park. I went to Tarzana Park day camp. when I was growing up as a kid. It was just like a local recreation park. But they, you know, they make you do dumb shit like making fucking lanyards. And you know, L.A., it was like 104 and the smog alerts and shit in the 80s. And they'd make us run around outside.
Yeah.
Oh, let's play flag football. Yeah, let's not. Let's stay inside in the air conditioning. How about that?
You know what's fascinating me about this, though?
Fucking camp.
These clips. So apparently, like, there's no real, I guess there's not an...
Can you turn my ears up higher?
Your ears?
No.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, that's better. Okay, thank
you.
Yeah. fucking camp.
So, but like, there's no explanation to like the, why they say certain words, but you know, they're like socially, like, that's why people like swear. I don't know. They don't have an explanation for it, but it's interesting that these, the Scottish guy said all the things that you hear like Scottish and Brits and Irish people do, which is cursing and saying, you know, all the stuff that
fuck off,
you know, that you normally like, you're like, oh, that's what like a Scottish guy would say.
Filthy fog.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then the kids that are like American all said racist slurs.
Yeah, that's what I said when I first heard it. Why are the Americans so racist?
Yeah. So you're like, what is good? Why?
Well, yeah.
There's this, but so it's got to be in the head. Like he never says, this guy who has fucking terrible, he says shit all the time.
Oil on the road.
Yeah,
the
it's,
other
it's
guys,
innocent.
You know,
fuck off.
That's kind of like, you're like, all right. I mean,
Chopper dyed his pubes ginger.
That's the best.
That's the best one, right?
That's so creative.
He says all that stuff, and then you got
fucking camp.
She says that, but she also says the racist shit that you're like, what are you saying that for? Why is that in your head? That's got to get in her head somehow.
But that's okay. That's what I was thinking is that it's got
swears like nigger and stuff.
And stuff. she feels so bad.
It's got to come from home.
But she didn't volunteer.
Think?
She volunteers that example.
That's her prime. That's go-to. Her,
that wasn't her having Tourette's. That's her giving an example. What do you say? You know, there's
the
different things I say. Then I say different things. Well, could you give us an example?
Yeah,
well,
and then I say swears. Like nigger and stuff.
Okay.
I just say what's in my heart.
Do you think, like, right then the guy behind the camera's like, do you have any other? Like, do you want to
give
What
about
us
the Mexicans or the Asians?
Another example.
Big
maybe?
Words.
That is
know?
A big word. Yeah.
And I say, like, fucking camp.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she had to have heard that.
Of course. How does that get in your head, man?
Well, I know.
She looks
like
she's 9.
I heard it from my racist grandfather. The
right.
The N-bombs
you
where
heard,
you're like, what
you
is
heard, he would
that?
Curse and he would say that in English?
No, in Hungarian. But
oh,
then
yeah,
I didn't
yeah.
know that word. So I would ask and then everybody volunteers that one up for
incredible.
You.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible,
it's
man.
So much fun.
Yeah. Holy shit.
fucking camp. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And, hey, should we talk about we were on The Real Housewives tonight?
Oh, yeah.
We didn't even talk about, we didn't know.
No.
That was airing tonight.
Well, we should explain how we got on that because people are like, are you fucking on The Real Housewives? Like,
I know.
Why are you doing that? So our friend, Cindy Godfrey, she worked at this, she worked with the improvs and stuff, and she did this leukemia fundraiser. I think it was a leukemia fundraiser.
I don't remember. It was such a long time ago now.
But, well, no, that's what she did initially.
Oh, oh, oh.
To meet, and while one doing that, it was like a competition who could raise the most in Orange County or something.
Yeah.
And her one of the other people who was also doing fundraising was the girl Gretchen Rossi, I think.
Yes.
Who's one of the Real Housewives of Orange County. That's the version that they're on, right?
Yeah.
And so anyways, they competed and met, and I think actually Cindy beat her in fundraising. But then they became friends. And then it came up in the conversation that I think Gretchen mentioned that she wanted to try comedy.
With her boyfriend.
Right, Slade, who we met. Anyways, all that conversation they had led to them saying that they wanted to try a date and try a show. This is, people have never done stand-up before. So Cindy asked us and our buddy Steve Trevino and a couple other people maybe. Or no,
I don't remember
us?
Now.
Well, anyways, I asked them if they...
This is last year we did this. Was it 2011?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But anyways, I asked them to give them a little tutorial. And
oh, right, yeah.
You actually were gone for that.
Yeah, I was out of town.
And I actually had food poisoning.
Right.
Drove down there. Remember, that's when I ended up going to the doctor.
Oh my God, that's
I went to the doctor.
That's right.
I had to like rush back. I mean, it was bad, bad, bad. But I hung out with them. I talked to them about like how you would build an act. Like it was, I don't know. I mean, how do you normally tell? I always like giving new comics as little advice as possible.
Yeah.
Because I just don't feel like you can tell people how to do it, you know?
No, you really can't. It's
true. I do remember, I don't know what made it in the show. We don't know what made it into the show at all.
No.
But I do remember almost shitting myself. And then I also remember that I told Gretchen, she's a pretty girl, mm-hmm. like, well, you know, I wouldn't play up my looks if I were you. I would, I go, you know, you're attractive, so that's already... apparent.
Yeah.
Maybe because she's kind of, you know, she's dressed, she dolls it
Gretchen
up.
Gretchen
right?
is, she's a gorgeous lady.
Right.
If you guys don't know the show, she's, very blonde, very tan.
Yeah, Texan, I think.
Yeah, and, sweet. But for stand up, that
right.
could be a real trap for
female.
Well,
the thing about being attractive, and actually man or woman, but more so for women, is if you're attractive and you play it up, you're A, going to be distracting the audience from listening to you. They're going to be just looking at you even more if you're trying to play it up more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's going to make, if you're a girl, girls are going to resent you.
Oh, it's
and
the
guys
worst.
Just want to fuck you.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you're trying to get people off the fact that you're a woman half the time.
Right.
And then if you bring out the tits and everything, it's just, I personally, I'm of the school of, like, put it away.
Right.
That.
So I sat back there with Steve, and we gave her like a tutorial. It was like a camp, you know.
Yeah,
fucking camp.
And we just told her our thoughts on.
Didn't
stuff.
Even see that one coming. That
Thank
was
you.
Great.
Thank you. And we gave her our advice, and one of the things she told me, I said I wouldn't play up your looks, and she goes, "Well, I'm thinking about going on stage in a bikini." And
right.
I was like, "Awesome, yeah,
good luck."
And she wasn't lying.
That's how Dave Attell does it, right? All the greats.
Remember what she wore?
Carlin. Bill Cosby did his act in a bikini, right? Oh, Tommy. Mm. Mm. Yeah, she did, actually.
She wasn't
lying. It's a hard sell. It's hard to get the audience on your side when you're like perfect. She's physically perfect.
Yeah. Well, anyways, after that, they pitched this to the producers of the show, and the producers liked it.
Yeah.
So they made it a whole event. And then we went down there one night.
God,
and we ended
clear
up doing
your throat.
I know. I just was.
Ugh, it's so gross. You sound like the guy in the airplane behind me.
No, we ended up doing stand up. They filmed it, and then we never heard from them again. And then we just got tweets.
No, we did
and
another
text.
Show with Gretchen, didn't we?
You did. I did.
Oh, that's right.
But I'm saying they never, like, the actual film crew was like, yeah, anyways.
That's how it is in reality.
Yeah, and you're like, so when's this going to air? And they're like, I have no idea.
That's always like, how right. it is on reality shows. Like, you do this stuff, and then it just airs, and then you get tweets or emails from friends or phone calls. Like, I just saw you on TV, and you're like, what?
It's so rude. It's like, you know.
I was fucking camp.
And so.
God. No, I was on, I just did some VH1 thing. I don't even know.
Using when that was tons airing. Of that stuff, man.
Yeah, but I don't, they never tell you. Like, I record them and I don't even know. I never see myself on them, which is probably, but we didn't even see our own episode tonight.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of heard how it went, but anyways, if you did see it, those were your mommies. And, yeah.
And we don't know. It's hard to comment on because we haven't seen it. Yeah. I don't know if they aired our stand up. We did 20-minute sets.
Yeah.
You went up after they first did their first thing, which was terrible.
They were
terrible. And
wait, can I tell you?
Not that it should be good.
No.
Because they'd never been on stage before. But to be fair, it was terrible.
Yeah, let's qualify.
And you couldn't you couldn't keep yourself from commenting on it, which is great. You were so like, what in the fuck was that?
Which is what anybody would have said.
Yeah.
Anybody that's funny would go up there and be like, that was... Because they were trying to do like a slideshow.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they were showing pictures that would only apply to people that were really fans of their show. Like,
yeah.
And I think, you know, that's a really insidery. And not only that, the timing has to be really worked out.
And I think
on that.
Even if like you have fans from a show that you're on and you do reality stuff and you go, I'm going to be at the Improv, they still, in that setting, want to see you be really funny because you're at a comedy club. So it's hard to sway, like even a diehard fan, they might be excited to see you. If you're not actually going to be really good, really funny, it's hard to win them over, man. They're not just going to sit there and be like, oh, it's cool to look at you for 20 minutes.
No, and even the big name acts, like even, you know, Louis C.K. or... Even like Joe Rogan, for instance, they'll come see you because they love you and they
know
but
they want to see you be good.
Yeah, you're buying the first 5 minutes of their loyalty, and
right?
You got to do a show.
You
got
to deliver, but that's the difference though between like a Joe or a Louis and somebody like on a reality show is that those guys are actual.
They're
comics.
Real. They're real.
Yeah.
Well, you know, with Gretchen and Slade, they're nice people. I will preface.
Fucking camp.
Yeah.
Preface by saying that they're super nice to us. They were sweet. And I actually like her a lot. And I did feel a little bit of like, why are they doing stand up? Like, you guys have this career already. Like, why do you need to?
Yeah, it's going all right already, right?
Yeah, but, you know, they want to try it. And I don't begrudge anybody for wanting to try something. But
let's be honest what it really is. It's also like, if you can sell tickets, you can make money.
Yes,
know?
Of course. And so, you should. By
right.
all means,
I mean, that's why, you know, Steve-O from Jackass is on the comedy circuit now.
Yeah, that's right. Know? And so did Screech.
Yeah.
Did you know that there was, when I was like doing these really crazy clubs years back, I was I had the same booker as Screech for a while.
Did you really?
Yeah. And I would do clubs. I would be 2 weeks behind Screech.
Well, apparently, what's his name? Steve-O is really likable and endearing and people really like him.
I think he's all
right. I met him once. And, but I'm saying like when you hang out, everybody who's that's met him and worked with him was like, he's a great guy. Like, everybody likes him and, you know. But apparently everybody says the absolute opposite about Screech, Dustin Diamond. They all say that.
Well, that's all I would hear is what a piece of shit he was.
Jesus, they really fucking...
And apparently he's a real diva.
Isn't that funny though? That's always consistent.
Like, it's my favorite.
It's never like you hear one person say, that guy's a real fucking asshole. It's always like in waves. Yeah. You're like, oh, that guy must be a real, real asshole, you know, or
fucking camp,
you know?
But I never understood that. I mean, we get paid to do something that we've done for free for years.
Yeah. Hundreds of dollars too.
Hundreds sometimes.
Hundreds of dollars.
And, I never get that, man. Like you're in a nice place, hopefully telling jokes to nice people. You're getting free nachos. Sometimes two platters of free nachos.
It's a cool gig to have.
Quesadillas.
It's definitely a cool gig to have.
Yeah, man.
It's definitely, there's never a reason to be a real asshole to people, you know?
No.
Not really, man.
Uh-oh. What?
What does that mean?
Oh my goodness. That's an old sound. So stupid.
It is ridiculous. You know what time it means? It's time for a dental update.
Dental update.
You had a real life dental moment.
I had a real life moment. I was telling jokes in Louisville on Sunday night, and I was sitting on the stool, and I crossed my leg, and I looked, and in my shoe was a piece of filthy dental floss.
How is that even fucking possible?
No, I guess because I'm a pig. When I'm on the road, I treat that room like it's your mouth. I just throw everything in it.
Like it's my mouth?
What? Yeah.
That's really rude.
And I flossed, and I would just throw it, like, wherever, and apparently it landed in my shoe, and I carried on stage.
And you took it out during on stage?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, I was like, oh my god, this is the fucking grossest thing ever, and I threw it on the stage.
That's funny, man.
And I have another dental update, and I remember that story I told a while ago about a friend of mine. Her mother did not brush her teeth.
Yes, that was a big story.
Huge breaking news.
And this was a woman who brushed her teeth once a day in the evening.
And so, and she would wake up, not brush, have coffee, and then all day long talk.
Yeah.
And it was ruining her relationships.
With her family.
With her family.
Probably friends.
Everybody. Yeah. Coworkers. Yeah. And so they sat down with her, and it turns out she has been brushing.
How is that going?
And it's been phenomenal.
That's fantastic.
Much happier.
That's fantastic.
So that's a win-win. Win.
I have been using toothpicks more.
Interesting.
And you gave me some shit about it. You said that your dad looks down
on
it.
Hates it. My father cannot stand it when people use toothpicks.
You know
he doesn't
what I have
understand
to say?
It.
You know what I have to say to your dad? Welcome to America, man. That's how we do it around here.
That's. I think that's why he doesn't like it.
It's a very American. It's yeah. Like, and then to like move it around.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't understand it.
Yeah, it is. And you pick it and you're like. I've been using those. And I've also been using the ones that have like a strand of floss.
I hate those.
And then the opposite end is like a pick too.
I hate it. It hurts. It crushes me.
Been bleeding a little bit, but you yeah. know, it's good. Feels good. You like that, buddy?
It's a good kind of pain.
Feels good, buddy.
But the toothpick doesn't work for me. I find that it just pushes the food in even yeah. further.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Does it dig it out for you?
Yeah. I mean, you got to you know learn how to manipulate. Ever since I got the cavities filled, though, I've noticed that I've been getting food stuck in between
oh yeah
a couple teeth more
yeah
more consistently
yeah that happens with age too I think
really
your gums get looser you're just decaying you're decomposing
I'm decomposing as we speak yeah. yeah it's definitely been happening more
you got those silver dogs in your whiskers right now
yeah yeah
I kind of like it though it's cute on you you
Thanks.
Look like a I don't know like an old chihuahua
I am not a chihuahua
who's going blind We didn't think.
That's all right. We're not done with the show.
Oh, I know, but I don't want to forget.
Well, say it right now.
Well, I wanted to thank a guy who donated.
Yeah, you can go to yourmomshousepodcast.com, and there's a lot you can do there. One of the things you can do is donate to the show. Why donate to the show? Because you love your mommies, and this is a, you know, you don't have to, obviously. This is always going to be a free show, but when you donate, it helps keep us going, you know? We have costs, we have bills to pay that are just out of doing the podcast. We have our hosting.
Tommy's toothpicks and toilet paper. I just bought new toilet paper for Casa de Mommy.
Yeah.
Because you go through like a roll a day.
We have hosting stuff. We have equipment. We have a need for better equipment. So anything that you do, that you donate is greatly appreciated. And we got to give a big shout out to Rachel Turner and Steve and Casey for putting up with, you know, for donating and for putting up with, you know, she has to put up with his disgustingness. And we want to give a shout out to them for that. And we also want to tell that if you.
Oh, my God. Oh,
if you.
Tommy.
If you. That was for you, Rachel. If you guys donate and you get us...
that was dedicated to Rachel, that plop plop.
If you give us a donation that allows us to get a new piece of equipment or something, you can tell us what you want us to say. And
then we say it like monkeys.
We'll say it like monkeys. But we'll give you a shout out. We'll do what you want.
Hell yeah.
But look, any amount helps. That's the thing. That's the whole point. You know, some people... can donate a sizable amount. Some people can donate $10. Yo, $10 is a definite help.
Hell to the yeah, man.
And you know, if you want something tangible in return for your donation, you can just order a Super Mommy Pack or a Where the Dude's At T-shirt.
Mwah to the dia.
And that what means you donate, you're helping us out, but you're also getting something in return. And there's a lot of love. So that's
word.
That's that. I didn't get the chance to really tell you in detail, but the night you were gone,
yeah.
And the night before I left to go to Denver,
yeah,
had an early flight, and I could never really sleep well the night before early flights.
No way. Me neither. I have such anxiety about traveling.
Yeah.
I hate it.
So I'm sitting there, and we have a neighbor we've discussed. Yeah. We smell their cooking and all that stuff.
Her smelly, shitty food.
Yeah.
So, smells like she's cooking fucking dog food tonight. Did you smell that?
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. It sucks. It sucks having a neighbor that you can hear and
smell.
Well, we, like, you know, most we hear TV, we hear conversations, we hear things running, equipment, whatever they have
over there.
Sounds
like she's on a treadmill.
Yeah, that's, but there isn't one
Do you know
over
that,
there.
Can I tell you, I've not even said hello to her. I'm such an asshole.
You haven't even seen her, though.
Dude, but I won't even make an attempt, because I'm like, nope, I'm all full of neighbors. I don't want to see nobody. Because you know what the problem is? Once you say hello, you introduce yourself, you get downright, you get neighborly, and then the next thing you know, you're sitting on the couch, you're trying to enjoy your favorite program, and then knock, 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 they want to come over, they want to talk to you.
You think like I think. That's why we're married. Because you don't want to be inconvenienced. Yeah, totally antisocial.
Yeah, man. I want to mommy out.
I
want to
chill out, man.
Yeah.
I want to have a good time,
sweetie.
So I'm sitting there. I'm in bed.
Yeah.
I only got a few hours. You know, there's only a few hours.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's probably like midnight, 12:30. I don't know, maybe 1. I'm getting up at 4. So I'm just trying to get a little bit, like just so you have some energy, you know? I'm chilling. I start.
Oh my.
I hear moaning.
Oh my God.
And I start hearing
God.
Screaming. And I'm like, you've got to be.
Oh my, she's dying. That is unbelievable. I like the best when she goes, oh, oh my God.
I start to hear this moaning and I go, but
oh my word.
The thing is, it starts to fade away.
Yeah.
And then it's gone. It's totally gone.
Yeah.
And I go, all right. And I got a few minutes. And then it's like a few minutes, you know, where you're like, is this going to be gone? Or is this not going to be gone?
Oh,
you know?
No.
You don't know what's going to happen. So I'm just waiting. I think it's all gone. And then like a few minutes later.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah. She's really into it.
And then,
oh, God, yeah.
It's
wow.
Your wife is fucking lucky.
It goes back to like,
God.
This is what I hear.
Just like that?
Just like this.
Oh, I want you on fucking on top of me.
She sounds like she's really having a party.
It's having a good time. And that's what they were having over there, too.
I wonder who it is.
I don't know. We haven't seen.
I like that sound. It's aggressive. Oh, I don't like that at all.
That's really? That's one of my favorite
Does
sounds.
Does that do it for you?
Yeah, that's a good sound.
Yeah, fucking sticking in me.
So this went on. It.
Babe, do you want me to talk like that?
Sure.
When we
sure,
do it?
Sure, sure.
It's so aggressive. Jeez Louise.
No, that's,
it's so theatrical, no? Like
one of the good things. Yeah, for sure. I.
Jesus Christ.
I go back to sleep. I start to fall asleep again.
Yeah.
And then, like she almost knows what's going on. A few minutes later, again.
Nuh-uh.
Aggressive, man. Aggressive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, you
fucked
me. Oh, yeah,
fucked
my little ass.
Yeah.
Oh, she's into anal, huh?
Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
It was really aggressive. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep,
With
man.
The slapping?
Couldn't sleep.
Oh, my God. So aggressive.
And she said that. She said, fuck that naughty asshole.
She did?
She did.
That's crazy. The audio is so good that you got of her.
Yeah, this is her.
It's amazing. It'd be great if it was.
So anyways, after months of living next to this lady, we know that she parties.
For sure. Oh, my God. Oh, whoa, whoa. What's that? This sounds like dude on dude porn. I think we found where the dudes are at. Is this where they are?
We didn't. I never heard a dude. Never heard a dude though.
It's so aggressive, dude.
I know, but I never heard a dude the whole time.
Oh, just her?
Mm-hmm. So it could have been a solo show.
The thing is, to be fair,
yeah,
is that. It's so distracting. I can't look at you and talk to you. In all fairness, if our walls are this thin,
yeah,
she can hear us when we sound like that.
Right. I know. That's a good point. Have you checked out her podcast? I haven't listened to hers yet.
The irony is she's right next door.
I know, right now.
She could probably hear us right now.
Very, very possibly.
I know.
And we can be like, yeah, well, we guess what we heard the other day. We should make fun of her orgasm, you know? Be like, you come stupid.
Or when we see her next time, just be like, stupid bitch.
Come on.
It's so weird to hear other people doing it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I've had hotel rooms.
Oh, yeah.
Hotel where you hear people fucking.
Of course.
That's where you go to fucking really drop some dick on somebody in the hotel. That's where I've heard the fucking real shit, man.
I'm trying to think.
Cruise ship.
I've had roommates.
You heard roommates fuck?
Yeah. There was this great story. You know Sarah Burns?
Yeah.
Was it her? She lived next door to two dudes. And all she would hear was like, fuck that ass, fuck that ass, fuck that ass, fuck that ass. And you're like, oh, that's got to be the worst one to hear.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive.
I don't like to hear the descriptor. You know what I mean? Like,
where did you ever hear your roommates having sex?
I'm trying. Yeah, of course.
What, college?
Of course. Yeah, in college. Did you ever hear your parents doing it?
No.
Never?
Thank God, no.
Top dog, you never heard
him? No. Did you hear your parents do it?
Yeah, not my parents. My parents divorced, but yeah, my dad's girlfriend.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't want to hear that, probably.
No, of course not, because when you're a kid, you don't know what that is. You're like, what? Who's being murdered?
Oh, you would hear like...
Not like that.
But you would hear them fucking?
Yeah.
Really? At what age do you remember hearing this?
This is so disturbing. Probably like third grade on, I remember.
Really?
Maybe I've heard it before, but I didn't know what it was.
Third grade?
Yeah.
Wow.
And you're like, what the fuck?
And would it be addressed? Like, what did he say? Did you hear it? Would you ever allude to
the
would you allude to that? Did you heard it, though?
Never.
You're like, hey, I heard you. Oh, nothing.
Not in my house. You guys are way... The Seguros are way more open with their dialogues.
Yeah.
Not in my house, man. It was just like, don't ask, don't tell. Like,
really?
No, you never walked in? Like, I would walk in on my parents doing it and stuff. Oh, that's aggressive. I don't like hearing the guy.
No, I never walked in. You walked in?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wow.
And then it's, get the fuck out of here. And you're like, all right.
No, I never walked in. Never.
Oh, my God. Guys never sound as good.
No. No. That's really, yeah.
I hope I don't hear her.
You don't want to hear it.
Oh, how old is she?
I don't know, man. It was definitely like, I think she's probably like 40s or something like that.
That's so weird.
Yeah. That's what I would
do. Ew, babe. No, I don't like it. It's got puke in it.
There's no puke.
I don't like it.
No, there's just commitment.
No, I don't like it. I'm taking the headphone out. I don't like it. I don't like it.
That was,
babe.
That was a really special moment.
I don't like puking. You know I don't
like
it.
There was no puking.
Yes, uh-huh.
No, there wasn't.
Well, what was it then?
That was just somebody kind of gagging themselves.
Babe.
It was.
I hate that stuff.
There's no puke.
I don't like it.
There's no puke in that.
It was leading to a puke.
No, there's no puking. There's no puking.
I'd rather hear the anal audio than the puking. You're such a vulgarian.
What? I'm just trying to...
Go. You found those clips like you knew where they were.
Oh,
my
God.
All right.
Oh,
yes.
All right. My naughty little ass. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right.
Oh, my God.
We want to keep our listeners. We forgot to give them a thank you and a shout out for the logo submissions.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So you've had them coming in. We've been collecting them. Some of you have sent them over Twitter and...
We have an email. You can send them to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. That's where you should keep sending them. Send your logo submissions. The whole criteria is we need a logo for your mom's house. The logo has to say your mom's house, and it has to say Christina Pajitsky and Tom Segura somewhere on it. And other than that, you can add whatever images you want. You can use pictures you find of us online. You can draw them. They can be animated. It can be whatever. We have a few that are outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
So we have. We're pretty close to getting our favorite final five.
Yep.
So keep sending those in, and we'll send cool stuff to the top five, and something super cool to our winner. That's rad. So
that is rad.
What's up? You want to get to this cool...
The video I was watching?
The video
What I was watching?
I don't know. You tell me.
Oh, my God. What? So, when I was in Louisville, I was, just in my hotel room, and... Have you ever watched Cat Williams before?
Yeah. I've watched a couple of his specials, actually.
Really? Yeah. Here's the thing. I've only ever seen him on Comedy Central when they bleep him, and that fucking annoys me to no end. Because it's almost unlistenable when every other word is bleeped.
Yeah, it's hard.
Yeah, so I got to finally just hear the guy say it. And yes, he drops the N-bomb every other word.
Mm-hmm.
And, fucking that. And that's fine. It actually, you get numb to it because you're like, oh, well, that's just how he talks.
Yeah.
And he's really fucking funny.
He's
okay.
Funny, yeah.
But then he started talking about, babe, what are you doing?
I was flicking a booger.
No, you weren't flicking it. You were rolling it. And then where did you put it?
In this plastic bag?
Babe.
What? Where else should I put it? It's a bag.
It's so gross. I watched you fucking roll it between your fingers. Stop
I didn't know where to do it. What are you talking about? You picked your nose for fucking 10 minutes at a restaurant yesterday.
So?
You sat at the...
Nobody could see me, and my back was to
them. Everybody could see you. Everybody could see you. It was fucking ridiculous. You had your finger all the way in, and you pulled it around like you were digging around for it like a child. And why are you giving me shit about doing that?
Because it's gross. I watched you just do it right now.
So what? What? So what?
Anyway, Cat Williams is really, really fucking funny, dude.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed his stuff. Now, the special I watched was from, I think, 07, and he's wearing a tuxedo.
Mm-hmm.
And he just starts doing that pimp stuff. And he had a bit.
I got to do this. I got to do this public service announcement.
This is
it. This is for a certain group of niggas that's in here tonight. Real niggas generally don't even talk to them. I need to speak to all the bitch niggas in attendance tonight. If you please listen, bitch niggas, if I can have your attention. Thank you. We know y'all in here. Every time it's a bunch of real niggas, it's a bunch of bitch niggas. They come trying to see what the fuck going on. So let me talk to you for a second, bitch niggas. I know the real niggas are probably...
This is the bit.
So were you like, are you like, what is going on?
Well, because I understood it. I'm okay. I'm pretty down with black culture and references.
Yeah.
So I understood a lot of the special. But then when he starts talking about bitch niggas, I was like, what's a bitch nigga? Because... He doesn't explain it. It's not like he defines it for the wide audience. I didn't know what a bitch nigga was.
Right.
And I texted you and you were still on stage because we're in different time zones. You didn't answer.
What is this?
Yeah. And so I had to Google it. I fucking Googled.
You did?
I Googled bitch nigga. Do you know what that is?
I'm pretty sure I know. Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Are you sure?
I mean, I don't know how Google would define it or whatever. But, it's basically like a punk ass bitch, and is what he's describing. Like there's the ones we're real ones,
right?
And then there's bitch ass ones, and so it's the ones that would be a bitch, haters.
Oh yeah, he doesn't like haters,
right? But that would fall in the category. Yeah. I mean,
wonder why would you even talk to them. But before we go to war with y'all for another year, I want to let you know you don't have to be a bitch nigga all your life, okay? You don't. After this show, you can get one of these real niggas in attendance today and let him tutor you on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays till you get some of that bitch out your system. I'm trying to save your life, bitch nigga, please.
Wow.
So there's a difference between the real ones and then the bitch.
Just say it.
I hate saying it. I feel terrible.
Okay. Well, where did this search lead you?
Well, then I started thinking, like, you're pretty much an aficionado on black culture. I mean, you have the musical taste of a 12-year-old black girl, right?
Right. Right.
And then I started thinking, like, does Tom know everything about black culture? Because I said, I was like, oh, do you know what a bitch nigga is? And you're like, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. And you rattled that shit off.
Right. How was it defined?
Oh, bitch nigga in the urban. I looked at the urban dictionary. Yeah. And what you said, like, effeminate, lets a woman boss him around. Mm-hmm. That's a huge one, I think, is that if a woman tells you what to do, you're a bitch nigga.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, I have so many more questions about black culture that I'm not aware of, and maybe you could define them for me.
Okay,
first of all, I love this song, and I've been listening to it for years, and I'm not sure what it is.
Yeah.
What is a gravel pit? You know the song I'm referring
to? Check out my gravel pit. Yeah, that's... why didn't you tell me to fucking prepare this?
Oh, man? I'm sorry. Because like, I didn't...
You just said you weren't going to ask me
mystery unraveling.
But why would you not... Why did you give me a heads up on this, man?
I travel... Is that what you said? Travel with... as we go.
I don't know. What is that? A pussy?
Is it? Check out my gravel pit.
I don't know.
I don't understand. You're supposed to know.
Well, I'm just telling you. I don't
know. What's that? My birthday. Let's take it to
drop me off.
Drop me off too.
Drop us off.
I mean, did you look it up?
I'm looking it up right now. That's it.
Check this out. It's the jump for right now. I want everybody to put your rope down, put your guns down, and report to the pit, the gravel pit. Leave your fathers at home. Leave your children at home. Take it back underground. I be Bobby Fodis. Wu-Tang Clan on your mind one time. It's the jump on.
Yeah.
So just jump on. Uh-oh.
Ha! Holocaust from the land of the Lord. Behold the bare horse.
But wait, why would you leave here?
Wu-Tang gotta be the best things since starts in part
one. He says, leave your children at home and report to the gravel pit.
Yeah, I don't
know.
He's
like, get a babysitter.
Maybe like that's where shit goes down.
In the gravel pit.
Yeah, like that's like real world shit. Like, you know what I mean?
Maybe fall down, go boom. It's a good jam.
Right. Oh, well, the first, okay, ready for this?
Yeah.
Urban Dictionary, the number one result is another name for vagina.
Right.
So I had good instincts.
Okay.
It's also a drink.
Oh, the gravel pit?
Yeah. 5 parts strawberry, tangerine, cristalite, 2 parts OJ, Red Bull vodka, some blueberries on top. I don't know what the fuck that is, man.
I don't know.
That sounds like some bullshit. When you make your partner eat peanuts or assorted nuts items for a week and then perform anal intercourse.
That sounds like a gravel pit.
It does, man.
That's a gravel pit. But the Wu don't sing about that.
No, that's not what they're
singing. That's not their fucking...
The girl's singing, check out my gravel pit.
Right. Wu-Tang is a city that I travel with.
Yeah, she's talking about her pussy, man, for sure.
As we go.
Oh, what's up, Ghost?
Okay.
A mystery unraveling. Oh, that's...
Her vagine.
Reported to the gravel pit. Oh.
All right. I've got another one for you.
Oh, by the way, here's one that you'll really like.
Yeah.
The fifth definition is when you wrap your bare ass cheeks around someone's nose, preferably while they're sleeping, and let a fart rip. That's our type of gravel
that
pit.
That sounds like the Segura... That's a jam.
Okay.
What about... Now, there's another song that I heard back in college where they were like, it's time for the percolator.
Yeah.
It's time for the percolator.
Yeah.
It's time for the percolator. Do you know what the percolator is?
No. What is it?
Really?
No.
You're stumped? Do you know the song I'm talking about?
I know. Of course I know the song you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay. Because I think this is what someone told me, that the percolator is when a girl does the splits.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of bobs up and down so that her vagina, quote, you know, like, suctions on the floor.
Really?
And, like, makes it suctioning. That's the idea. That's what I heard the percolator is.
I did not know that.
Really? I stumped you on.
It's time for the percolator. Yeah, of course.
Wow. Well, yeah. That's the lore of it. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know if it's, yeah.
Wow. All right. What about, what does it mean to make it clap?
Oh, everybody knows that shit. Did you not know what that was, really?
I kind of know, but I don't want to pretend.
You got to make the booty clap.
Okay. Yeah. Do you make it, the ass cheeks smack together?
Yeah, make the booty, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Yeah, that's, but that's like, I mean, that one you can kind of figure out, you know?
Kind of. You have to see it, though, to believe it.
Yeah, have you ever seen it?
I can't make it clap.
You can do it.
Bullshit.
You can make the booty clap.
Okay, what about swag?
Oh, come on, man. You know I played high school football in South Florida, man.
So?
That's kind of a shot, man. That's where swag was invented.
In Florida?
Yeah, of course.
But what, like, I guess is swag
just means, like having, is like, I mean, it's a combination of, like, style. People would say, like, cockiness.
Okay.
But somebody who has swag is, like, he's got a little strut in his step, like, confidence that translates to, like, if you have swag in life, you know, like, you have confidence. You have a little extra... You know, you got a little dip in your step.
A little pep.
Yeah. And then in sports, swag is like, you know, popping, you know, you pop your collar.
Your stuff. Because, like, I know Kriya Sean.
Yeah, you hold your dick maybe after something. Yeah.
But because Kriya Sean, she talks about having swag. And
yeah,
I thought
it's like having, like,
the
you know,
clothes, I thought more.
No, nah, it's like having, like, you know, that's like I hold my dick, you know? That's what hey, that is, man. From every street
and throw a party okay. In the Grand Canyon.
Swagger. Yeah.
Hey.
I like this game, though. It's fun.
Why is the Wu-Tang Clan nothing to fuck with?
That is a great question. That is a great... I mean, because you got to protect your neck. Like, they'll... You do. You got to protect your neck. Wu-Tang will fuck you up. You got to protect your neck. I mean, they roll deep. They roll really deep.
Yeah. The Killer Bees?
Yeah. I mean, you know, here, this might help explain it to you.
Okay.
All right.
You know, sometimes you just have
oh
to
oh my god. This is all fucked up. This, that was not correct.
That sounded like Brace.
Where did it go?
The Brace philosophy. Oh Brace. I can't wait for Gigolos to go.
Wood then is dangerous. Protect your neck, brother.
Who's that?
You know who that was.
That was your mama.
That's my mom. She knows what's up. She loves Wu-Tang.
Yeah, sure, man.
She loves him. She can't get enough of them.
So that was, I figured you know those things.
Right, yeah. I mean,
wait, one
good.
Last one.
I did know percolator, okay.
What is good hair?
What is good hair?
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie called Good Hair.
Does it mean when somebody has good hair?
I'm assuming that means when they have, like, that straight, like, you know, soft, like Indian hair.
Gotcha.
So good hair means... in black culture, like the opposite of nappy hair.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of, you know, they have good hair. The girl has like straight hair.
There you go. That's hair. What I thought it was.
Did you look? You can't play this game without giving me the answers.
No, I did. And you're right. Good hair. It's from that Chris Rock documentary I watched.
Well, I mean, yeah.
And he refers to good hair being, like you said, like Indian hair. They have weaves and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Or like they use that chemical.
Sure.
To make straight, Soul which glow. Looks terrible.
Yeah.
That chemical burns the shit.
Yeah, relaxer.
Yeah, relaxer, yeah, man. Yeah. That's fucking nuts, man.
That is nuts, man.
I like complain about having to bleach my weave. I couldn't imagine putting like, I mean, I do put chemicals in my hair too, but not like that.
I wish you had a wig.
Ow.
So, that was fun.
That was fun. I'm going to ask you some more later.
It is the last day of Black History Month.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit. There you go.
How do you want to celebrate? Look, I guess this is a good way to celebrate.
This is it, man.
We're going to watch Parking Wars later.
Oh, that's a show. What do you mean I got my contacts?
Yeah.
I paid them tickets. What do you mean I paid my registration?
Are we sure that you owe $1,100? Fuck that shit.
That show is a bummer, dude, because that could happen to any of us. And you're like, God damn it.
A lot of aggression in that show.
For sure. That's a shitty job to have.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. There she goes again.
Where's our neighbor?
I can't believe she's getting laid right now.
She never tones it down.
During her mom cast.
Well, she does for a while. That's her thing. She goes away. And then she comes
she
back.
Gets-
She didn't let me fall asleep, man. I was miserable that day.
You should have just rubbed one out. You didn't rub one out?
No, I didn't. No.
It didn't arouse you?
No, I was too... Not because... You know why? Because there's already a built-in resentment.
You don't like her at all. You, right. you dislike her more than I.
Right. So when you built-in resent that, you don't find that enticing or like it's not a hot thing. It's like, fucking you little piece of shit.
You can't hate fuck her.
No. Well, I guess you could, but it wasn't... There's too much resentment there.
No.
I'm not a fan anymore.
You guys are far... You're too far down that road.
Yeah.
Boy, come loud.
It's so theatrical.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, so... we got to wrap this up pretty soon.
You want to do that? The last one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get into that, man. You had a really interesting
thing. Holy shit.
This weekend, you were in Louisville.
Yeah, so I was in Louisville, and my MC, this guy named Jamie Utley, who was wonderful, very funny, very sweet, you know, white guy, I would say maybe early 40s, from the Midwest, super sweet, super fun. We were sitting down the first night after the first show, and he just casually mentions that he smoked crack for like 15 to 20 years. And I was like, what? So I immediately had to get out my recorder. And I recorded him telling me about the joys and the tribulations of smoke and crack. And I thought you guys might enjoy some of this audio. Because I found it to be very, very
So you're sitting down with him here in like the green room. And just to set up, there is somebody else in the room too, right?
Yeah, there's this guy named Echo. He's a comedian from Chicago. So you'll hear him kind of chime in the background.
Right. Okay,
but this is more about Jamie.
Right. Okay.
That he had a crack problem for how many years, Jamie?
Oh, gosh, it's probably been 15, 20 years.
15, 20 years sober or?
No. 15, 20 years in and out of recovery, treatment. I've been to like rehab like 8 times.
Hold on, move aside. I'm going to sit next to you so that I can get the story. So you've been in rehab how many times?
Probably 8 or so.
And what's the best part of crack? What was it that brought you back to the crack?
I like that you got right into it too. Yeah. I like that a lot.
Right to the point.
Well, sorry. I mean, because we've been talking. Let me just tell the listeners that. We've been talking about this for a while.
Man, your synapses fire and the endorphins, something like that.
Is it like cocaine?
It is cocaine.
It is
like, but when you snort
it's
cocaine,
it's more powerful and potent.
Can you pause that?
Just so people know, I'm aware that crack is cocaine in hardened form, but what I meant was. Is it the same feeling as when you snort it?
Yeah,
what's
you were
the difference?
Saying like what exactly?
But yeah,
okay.
It just sounded extra stupid. That's all.
That's all right. I see what's going on. I can see your thoughts.
My dog thoughts.
I can see your
thoughts. Like once you start smoking crack, snorting coke will no longer do it for you.
No.
And why? But why is that?
Because it won't be enough.
It's a different type of high. It's like going from weed to fucking cocaine. It's a different type of high.
It's that way with meth too. Once you start smoking or banging meth.
What's bang? Is that when you is banging meth when you smoke it?
Smoking or banging?
I'm saying that. I think he said banging as a way of saying smoking.
Well, smoking meth is like
that's real
super
shit.
Dangerous. I had friends in college who did that. It can freeze your lungs.
Yeah.
Like it's not good to take meth in the first place.
Mad shout out to anyone out there banging meth, man. Big shout out.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't go back to snorting it. It just won't do it for you.
It's a bigger high. And so you were telling me
more intense.
And you were telling me that to buy crack.
Then you smoke the crack.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I've smoked the chronic. And the best tonic is the chronic. Yeah.
I had to say that because that guy kept interrupting. And I was like, yeah, I got it. I got weed.
I know what you mean. So this dude, this is like real shit, though, man. Like, he really.
Yeah, so great.
Yeah, he really.
But how many white people do you meet that are, like, hooked on the rock? I never met anybody that was hooked on the rock.
That was white?
Is that what you're saying? Well, not even black, for that matter.
Actually, when I worked in my first job in college, I worked a job during the school year, but after the first year, I came back to Florida for the summer, and my buddy and I got jobs doing construction work in the summer in Florida.
It's gotta suck.
And you know, we just like labor hands. Like you get like, I forget, it was like 10 or 15 bucks an hour, which sounded good to us. You know,
that's
like,
a fortune at that age. Yeah.
And you have the, you know, you can tolerate the horrible conditions of Florida summers construction job, which were like, it was the apartment complexes. They didn't have any AC in them, and you just be in there, you know, painting and dragging shit around. It was fucking terrible. The worst was actually doing the tile floors in there. But anyways, you had other like labor hands, and one of the guys, he looked like fucking shit. Like he looked terrible. He had like four teeth, and you know, his eyes kind of would wander in different directions. He looked like shit. And there's a lot of weed smoked on that job, like just all the time. Different breaks. And I was talking to him. He was like, yeah, you know, one day he tastes like, my drug of choice is crack. And I was like, your drug of choice is crack? And I had the same reaction as you. So I was 18. And he was like, yeah. And I go, what's it like? That same kind of shit. And he was like, ruined my life, lost my wife, my kids, all this shit, everything to crack. And I was like, what? And he just went on and on about how, like, it was just too good. And selling shit. He was selling, like, his baby stuff. And everything just to get his hands on crack, which I think the part that's alarming to me about crack is when you hear, like, I think if the scare is put in you early enough, that's where I guess some drug prevention shit can have an effect. Because when I heard, when I hear the word crack, it's like such a red flag that I'm like, I don't want to fuck with that shit.
Right.
That I wonder, my thing is, how does this guy, how does the suggestion of it not make you go, no?
Right.
Because I could be fucked up right now, like fucked up. And if you're like, do you want crack?
I'd hell
like,
no.
No.
Well, I asked him.
No.
But I think guys like, I think people that are wired a certain way for addiction.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I asked him that question basically, like, how does one move to crack? You know, you probably start on weed or meth or coke and
something,
then
yeah,
somebody along the way had to be like, hey, do you want to smoke this rock?
Right. Is your answer yes?
I know, but
that's the one.
I think your answer is yes when you're so hardwired for addiction,
yeah,
that you're just like, I don't give a fuck, like you bypass that whole societal system of like, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even understand why people bang hookers, honestly. Like, you can get so much shit from them, like AIDS and stuff.
Yeah.
Even herpes, like, oh my gosh.
How you can, I mean, like, getting one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, to me, the risk doesn't outweigh the pleasure of doing that action.
Yeah.
But
crack,
people do it all the time,
crack,
man.
Crack, though,
yeah.
I just associate crack with there's no upside. Like, even if you describe the high as being wonderful,
right?
Like, no,
well,
dude,
but
no.
The high almost doesn't sound wonderful because I asked him to clarify it later.
Well, here, let's get into the rest of this.
Yeah, he can't really describe it. You're like, what?
Here's some more of this. Oh, my God. That was retarded.
What happened?
We got to go back. Hold on. That was my fault.
What happened?
Here, let's just play it again. I'll tell you later.
So I've smelled crack, and that is a very distinct odor.
Oh, yeah. I constantly like can smell some of the chemicals. I'm like, ooh, that smells like crack in there. Especially like, or even when I snorted cocaine, if I ever got a whiff of like ether or something, you know, you get that smell.
And it, does it bring you back?
I'm about to relapse right now.
So tell me about, how do you find crack? Like, how, if I want to go out right now in Louisville, Kentucky, and buy crack, how would I do that?
You would go to, might have a little bit of difficulty.
Why is that?
The way you look.
Okay.
You don't look like a prostitute.
Okay.
You're too clean. There are not enough AIDS scabs across your face, so... Okay. Quite honestly, you gotta do it.
You would, unless you had the bilingo like me, you would probably even have more difficulty than me, I bet.
So what would the right body language be to buy crack?
Oh, gosh. You know, I don't even know. It's kind of like it's become second nature to me.
So fast.
You just got to know how to hold yourself in the projects, be a clean-cut white guy and do the right thing in the projects.
Well, because that's the thing is that you, who looks so... I would never have guessed in a million years, Jamie, that was
most people
your background. Yeah. and so... How do you know who's holding? Like, how do you know which guy is going to have the goods?
Oh man, it's obvious. For one thing, they're standing in a spot. Most of it's eye contact. Most of it's eye contact. Certain body language. What's up? You straight? What you got?
I like that right there.
Yeah,
I like when he gets right into his project talk. He's like, "What's up? You straight? I got
what
you."
He does is he goes, "What's up? You straight?" Yeah, yeah, it's phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So good.
I mean, it just
so they say to you, "What's up?"
No, I would probably say, "What's up?" They'd say, "You straight?"
You straight, and that means, "Are you good?"
I think so. I don't know,
yeah.
But I know.
Yeah.
Tom, you have to decode it. What are they saying?
Yeah, well, you know, you straight mean like, he's basically saying like, do you need anything? Like, are you good? Like, because if he's like, you straight means like, well, actually, I'm looking for some right now. That would be like, you know, looking
for. Yeah. Why are you here, Whitey? What are you doing?
If you want to break that all the way down, it is, why are you here? But it is like also, you know, you good?
You need anything.
Yeah, you need anything.
You need some rock.
Leads to crack.
Rewind that bit. You know, can you?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's so funny what he says, the way he...
I don't know, but I know it leads to crack. I mean, it just...
So they say to you, what's up?
No, I would probably say, what's up? They'd say, you straight.
You straight. And that means, are you good?
I think so. I don't know, but I know it leads to crack. I've been a crackulator for...
crackulator. Time for the crack.
It's crackulation. No, it's...
I love that. I don't know, but it leads to crack. That's the quote of the evening.
But it leads to crack.
It leads to crack, man.
No, I mean, when you've been a crackulator for many years, you just know how to do it. I mean, I could go to any city in the country, maybe even in the world, and I could find it that day, I'm sure.
Like that, what he said, that like almost like a point of pride. Like, you put me on any street in America. Fuck it. The world. Yeah. I'm bringing you crack.
He's the crack hunter. It's like a reality show where we just put Jamie Utley in the middle of America
amazing.
And tell him to find
it
rock.
It is fascinating to hear this.
That's amazing. Yeah. It is a talent.
Yeah, I'm not the crack whisperer.
And then so you get the crack. Let's say you get it. And how much is crack right now?
Okay, well, I mean, I would usually start, since it's somebody off the street, you get ripped off a lot, I would not go over $20 the first time.
That's really important, I think, for our listeners, too, that if you're thinking about trying crack, I don't want you to take more than $20 out there, because you could get ripped off, you know?
You could. Last week, we advised you to wipe your ass with bleach wipes.
Yeah.
409 wipes.
Mm-hmm.
And today's episode is how to buy crack properly.
A lot of people sent us pictures of Clorox wipes and Windex wipes and everything. And, you know, if you're trying it, please send us a picture. Let us know how it worked out for you. And don't forget, from this episode, take that if you're going to try crack, don't take more than $20 the first time.
Yeah. And that will get you what, one rock?
Yeah, one rock. It'd be about two or three hits.
And how long does that last you?
About 10 minutes.
Now, doesn't that sound like a shitty thing? Now you understand why people spend all their money on... Because you smoke weed, like if you were to buy, you know, whatever, you could buy $20 worth of weed.
Yeah,
you could buy, let's say, an eighth or something, and you spend $60-$70 on some better stuff or whatever, right? And then depending on... I mean, you don't need to... You could smoke that, and you're not going to be high for 10 minutes.
It's a while.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how, obviously... how high you want to be for how long, but that shit should last you a little while, man. It should last you a good stretch. Not like 10
That's
minutes.
That's the worst part about crack is that the high...
is 10 minutes?
And I used to think that crack only costs like $5 a rock. That's why it was so popular, because it was cocaine, but in a rock form, and it was dirt cheap. But I guess that's changed now.
Unbelievable.
What a waste. Oh, wow.
Is it a powerful 10 minutes?
Oh, yeah. It's a powerful 10 minutes.
And what happens... It's a good 10. Like when so what happens? You get the rock from a dealer, and then where do you go to smoke?
Well, it depends. Like for instance, if say I was to go to Projects tonight, they go, what's up? You straight? I got you. I go, I got to have a spot.
The spot?
They go, come on, we'll take you to a spot. And you got to break off the house from what you buy. You got to break off the house.
Break off the house means?
Give whoever lives in the spot, whoever's the person that lives there, you got to give them something. That's how a crack house works.
That's fucked up. So you spent $20 on a rock that has maybe two or three hits, and then you got to give, like...
I forgot to tell you that my favorite part of this whole thing is you being like, that's fucked up.
I'm mad.
Yeah, you're like, that's your crack. Why do you have to share with somebody? That's not fair.
It is, because it's not a lot. Like, $20 a rock, and then you have to give it to... It's messed up,
dude. That's really, really fucking funny, man. You're really sweet. Funny. All right.
Yeah, you got to share with the house.
But doesn't that fuck... Doesn't that make you mad? Like,
well, it's just the way it is. If you got to have a spot, you got to have a spot.
So
it's like
you...
renting a hotel room.
And that's a very philosophical view of shit, right? You got to have a spot. You got to have a spot. You got to deal with giving away some of your crack. You can't just keep all the crack to yourself.
Well, because when I was thinking about it, too, is like, where can you smoke crack? I mean,
not a lot of places. Yeah. Most places have no smoking signs, and that also applies to crack.
But if you and I were to get some crack, we could take it back to our house.
Smoke crack here, for sure.
But we have a
house. And actually, if you're listening and you want to smoke crack, you can come over here and smoke some crack.
But poor Jamie, maybe at that point in his life, he didn't even have a house.
No, the other thing is, too, is that you don't... Probably when you really want your crack and you get it, you don't go like, well, just wait till I get home now.
That's true. That's like
you
when
want to smoke right then.
When you go through the Taco Bell drive through and you're
very
like, oh,
similar.
I gotta eat these right now.
Yeah.
That's how I feel, yeah.
Yeah, you can't really hold on to that. You can't wait.
Yeah. That's why you and I eat in the car so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's true.
That you eat that burrito in the car when you're sitting there.
Yeah. Exactly.
Wait. So then you smoke, you take one puff and then you pass?
No, you'd have to break off before they'd even let you smoke yours.
Puff,
you'd have to
puff pass.
That's
crack.
What I thought it was. I didn't know. I thought it was puff. I thought it was like pot.
Break off the house.
Oh. Wow. And so, did you like hanging out with those people? Or
I had no choice. It's like I was so captive, man. It's weird.
It's weird.
And usually I'm like the only white guy and a bunch of scary, but. Scary black people.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
And do they talk shit?
For the record, his buddy Echo right there is black. Echo from Chicago. He's just, but that is an honest tag. Like, I'm scary black people. He's in the project. And he's a really, like, you know, like innocent looking.
He is very innocent looking.
Yeah.
You, because you were the only white guy?
Yeah, pretty much.
What do they say to you?
Oh, they always throw you a cop.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
And then the house, who I already broke off, would go, He's all right. Because once they see you doing it, then you're cool.
Right, they know you're legit.
Dangerous. It's very dangerous.
What are the dangers?
They want to rob you, and they think that because you're clean-cut and white, you must have some money. If you don't have money, you can go get money because you're clean-cut and white. You got more money to give.
Oh, for sure. And so how much cash would you come carrying into the projects?
Oh, my gosh. However much money I had, but... I would keep it in different spots. Like, I'd keep some in one shoe, some in the other shoe, some in each pocket. I mean, I'd divide it up so they'd only see me pulling out small amounts at any one time from one spot.
Really good point.
That's really smart.
Yeah, that's what you tell them right here.
That's really smart. Whoa.
You said the exact thing.
It's like I know what I'm going to say. That's so wild, dude. Yeah, that's a wild interview, huh?
Yeah, I mean...
Nicest guy, funny guy. That's brilliant.
Well, the whole thing's really stupid, but...
Well, I mean, smart meaning, like, how not to get robbed. Cause
that's
I would
a great way to kill
yourself.
Yeah,
I would get robbed. I would get robbed instantly if I tried to buy crack.
Oh, yeah.
And smoke it. They would murder me in 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that bright when it comes to that stuff. Don't, man. Don't. Is this Easy?
NWA, yeah.
Yeah. For Weren't sure. we just talking about Easy?
Yeah, because you thought we had a dispute about when he died. Remember?
Yeah.
You said he died in 88.
Or 89. I felt like he died early.
I guess 94. And he was actually died in 95.
Did Easy smoke the rock?
No. Uh-uh. No.
He just AIDS.
He smoked AIDS.
Oh, man.
Yeah. He fucked a lot of pussy.
He did.
Yeah, he had like seven kids. Eight kids. He was definitely
crazy.
Of the no, keep it raw. Like, there's definitely no protection.
Oh, you think? Yeah. You don't think Easy insisted on using rubbers?
Come on. We don't know where I don't know where you've been. No. He was just like, I'm getting in that gravel pit.
He did get in that gravel pit.
He smoked a lot of weed. He was known for his weed smoking. And just keeping it gangster in general.
For sure.
All right, we got to wrap this up, man.
All right. That was a really...
That was fun,
amazing
guys.
Amazing episode.
We enjoyed you being here.
Thank you for coming, Mommy, to our house.
Please subscribe. Go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. You need to possibly get a Super Mommy Pack? Is that something that you are interested in?
Instead of smoking the rocks, get a Mommy Pack.
Well, get a Super Mommy Pack.
When you feel like smoking crack, just get a Super Mommy Pack.
Maybe this will convince you.
I'm gonna fuck your mom.
Listen up, little mommies. The Super Mommy Pack is here.
Is it such a shock that your mother wants to fuck?
The Super Mommy Pack. What all the mommies are talking about. Go to TomSegura.com, click on store, and get your mommy on.
My body is the rock and roll temple, and my flesh, blood, and body fluids are a communion to the people.
The Super Mommy Pack includes Tom's album, Thrill.
Cry, motherfucker.
Christina's album, It's Hard Being a Person.
Fuck off.
The pilot DVD of Cutman.
You can charge that to the game.
And an 11 by 17 Glamour Shots poster of Christina.
Well, the dudes have...
Go to TomSegura.com and click on store. Do what a mommy would do.
Run his ass off. Be nice to him. I'll fuck you up.
Wow.
That Gigi Allen clip makes me laugh every time.
That is fucking funny, man.
My body is the rock and roll temple.
So, you know, it says TomSegura.com. It is there. You can also go to yourmomshousepodcast.com. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Mommy.
For joining us. We love you.
I love you, Mommy.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yes.
Come see us.
Fucking camp.
We'll see you out there. Okay.
Bye, Mommy.
Bye, everybody.
Chicks insane, yo, she's a berry, let's run a train.
Man, I wouldn't touch that bitch.
Me neither. I'll go home and watch out to Beaver. And niggas out there messing up people's health. Yo, what the fuck you gotta say for yourself?
Well, I'm the dope man, yeah, boy, wear corduroy. Money up to here, but unemployed. To keep smoking that rock, and my pocket's getting bigger.
Yo, got that 5-0 double up, nigga.
Show my tip for the dick I'm holding. Sprung strawberry jocking me so early. Oh, you wanna hit, you gotta get your knees dirty. Now that's my life, that's how it's cut.